I know that, like, psychologically for me, there have been some issues. Because biologically, she's mine.
Yeah.
Because before I started all of the hormone treatments, we did a retrieval.
Okay.
And so there are times where, like, especially when we are in, like, when we go to get daycare and we introduce ourselves that, you know, as her mothers, there's like this, like, in my head, I kind of feel like, but, like, what does that make me? Because, you know, like, my sperm helped create her.
Yeah.
And so there's a little bit, like, I have a little bit of, I don't know, like, I don't know if it's transphobia, internalized transphobia or something, but, like, there, I do feel that sometimes. I also, you know, I, especially when we were trying to conceive, I was really worried about, like, how she would be perceived. Not just with having, like, two moms, but, like having one that, because I, like, I don't feel like I pass, so, like, I feel like people can tell that I'm trans, and, like, so I, like, I worry. I'm like, how is this going to affect her in the schools that she goes to and, like, the friends that she's going to make? So things like that, and also, I never had a, I didn't really have a father figure in my life because my bio dad was in Mexico his entire time, and I was in San Diego. And then my stepdad didn't show up until, you know, I was older. And so I didn't really have, like, any model for, like, fatherhood or anything. So I don't know if I, like, what I'm doing differently. I'm just trying to be like my mom.
Right.